I just sent my dad the picture of my tattoo. He is yet to see.
The brand new ink, baby.
Yeah, oh boy, and it's a lot. For my first tattoo, it's on my right forearm, and it goes wrist to elbow.
I thought you were going to get a flower on your hip.
No, I thought about it.
No.
I strongly went against that. All right, let me get my dad on. Did you get the photo?
Oh, yeah.
And?
What do you think?
I have a lot of things that look like that in my yard.
Well, it's a tree.
So, yeah.
And it has a purple leaf, which is for mom and her battle against Alzheimer's.
Very cool.
And it's the only piece of color that is on the entire thing. So that's why it's a remembrance tattoo for mom.
It's unique, I will say that.
So anyway, I mean, Dad, really, what do you think? I know you hate it. I know you don't like tattoos.
Well, I'll say this, Spencer. It's there. There's not a lot we can do about it, is there, Cassidy? There's not much we can do about it, is there, Brando?
No.
Always drags Cassidy in.
I have a lot of tattoos, so I can attest that they are permanent. None of mine have ever just magically gone away.
I'm curious.
And all I can say, Spencer, is, you know, probably long sleeve shirts will be in your stocking.
No, stop.
So I'm curious. Obviously, your dad is not real crazy about this tattoo.
My dad doesn't like tattoos for religious reasons.
Okay, but you got this tattoo basically for your mom.
For my mother.
What would your mom think about it?
My mom would hate tattoos.
Oh,
right.
Well, never mind.
My mom, my mother and father are not fans of tattoos because they believe my body is a temple of God.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want my parents to understand and what I want my dad to understand
is decorating your temple.
Yeah.
Just put a new rug.
Coat of paint on there. I just want my dad to know that I'm doing it for his wife. You know, if I went out and got a dolphin tattoo on my lower back, all right, fine. You can be upset. But I'm doing this for my mom and her battle with Alzheimer's, which is very important to me.
And it's your way of wanting to show that for her
it's
and
express
it. It's
a constant reminder every single day. And if you knew the relationship that I had with my mother, you know, we were both very stubborn with one another. So me to put something permanent on my body to say I can look down every single day and see a piece of my mom. She's the last thing on this tree. The tree and the roots are where I'm from. The tree continually grows and it goes through changes. So that's me. But the one thing that'll never change is my mom will always be with me. And that's why it's one leaf on the tree.
And I would venture a guess that she would actually like it because moms, you know, they have that soft spot where it's like, oh, I want to be tough with you, but oh, that's for me. Like, I think I can say that she probably would think it's a really nice tribute. So
I think that the fact that you've explained it is very sweet. The sentiment is, you know, it's obvious that you put a lot of thought into this. She likes roses too, Spencer.
Maybe we can add some roses.
He could have just said
tree.
Roses. Wait to tell me. Wait to tell me now. Jeez.
Hey.
I could have sent her flowers. I think he's saying you could have just sent her flowers, maybe.
No, he's giving you an idea. Your next tattoo can be a rose bush.
Thank you for paying attention for the last 35 years.
Oh, stop it. Don't try to make me feel bad now. That won't work. Listen, I love you.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I think it's very sweet that you have done this to your body.
Typical.
The pain in his voice.
Listen, I didn't pack enough bags for this guilt trip, so I appreciate it.
Don't give me any certificates to the tattoo parlor.
You got it. Don't worry. I won't. All right. I love you, Dad. Have a great week.
You too, Spencer.